brochures, flyers, posters, white envelopes with windows, and maybe some local rubbish that's found its way into your letterbox. You've just come home, you open up the letterbox, you still check, even though you know there's nothing exciting in there. We don't get mail anymore, real mail in coloured envelopes with our name on it. But today, there is a red or a pink or a blue envelope. It's hand addressed. It's got a stamp on it, not a label. Would you open it? I know I would, and I'd be really excited to open it because it's something unique and different. I haven't seen it for a very, very, very long time. So if you want to market your business effectively, you could do a brochure, you could do a letterbox drop, you could put brochures on people's windows, and you'll have a lot of rubbish that goes into the rubbish bin and very few people read it. However, if you invest the time to do something personal, is it more likely that you'll build a personal relationship with people? So if you're starting a business or you have a business and you have a surrounding area of people, whether it's a home business or a commercial site, what if you sent everybody in your local area, whether it's a 100 meter radius or a 500 meter radius or a kilometer radius, pick an area that you can continually keep in touch with, people that you can always keep getting in touch with, build a relationship with, and start sending them some personal mail. Not a brochure, not a flyer, a letter that says, this is who I am, this is what we do here, and if you ever need our services, we would love to be the people that help you. However, what if that coloured envelope that you sent to people was not only coloured, it was fat? And what if inside it wasn't just fat stuff inside, it was fun stuff? This is called fun fat mail marketing, and it's the best way to build relationships with people if you are serious about a long-term relationship with your customers and clients in your local area. So instead of a brochure, it's a coloured envelope, hand-addressed. If you've got the person's name, fantastic. If not, maybe address it to my neighbour. Hello to my neighbour. If you're sending it and you do know the person's name, obviously put a stamp on it, a real one. Don't get those white labels that they do at the post office. Make sure it's a proper stamp. And a photo of yourself so that people know who you are. We remember pictures, we don't remember words. So your letter's got to have your photo on it and obviously all of your details, your telephone number, your email address, your Facebook contact, your address. How to get in contact with you is really important. But put that at the bottom of the letter. People don't care who you are and what you do until they know what you can do for them. So the letter is then, you can type the letter, you don't have to handwrite it, but it's something about, or more importantly, what you actually can do for them. So a headline that tells people what it is that you do that will get their attention. So it might be something like this. If you're a personal trainer or a fitness professional, it might be, how did you squish into your clothes this morning or did you slide into them? Do you get puffed when you play backyard cricket with your kids? Would you like your kids to be able to handle any bully that ever comes into their life? Would you like to feel confident and safe when you walk in a dark street? So something that will get people's attention. Then three main points, and those points are to make the pain even worse. So if they've tried to slide into their clothes and they squished into them, it might be some more things about fat loss. Are you lacking energy? Would you like to be able to look more glamorous or more professional in your business clothes or when you go to the beach? Do you want to have more energy to do the things that you need to do every day? You've got to use your words, obviously, but the headline is create pain, then three bullet points to create more pain, and then we want to provide a solution. We want to make sure that this person knows that you specialize in their challenge and you can help them with it. And that's the big one. You are the fitness professional who specializes in. You are the plumber who specializes in. You are the self-defense instructor who specializes in. You are the landscape gardener that specializes in. People don't want to go to a generalist. They don't want to go to somebody that does 10 different other things. They want to go to the person that can help them with their challenge. So if you have a look at how that wording goes in your letter, it's simply AID. A, which is A, get their attention. Next is to create interest for them to have the desire to take action to call you. That's AIDA. So a great headline, three main bullet points. How are you going to solve their challenge by being their specialist, which is the desire? That will create desire because people will say, wow, he can help me. Yes, she's the person who can help me with my problem. And that's what you want people to be saying when they read your letter. Then obviously all your details at the bottom so they can contact you. Now, inside the letter is something fat. Now, this is where it gets really cool and exciting. It might be a toothpick. Please pick me to be your plumber. It might be a tea bag. I'd love to get together for a cup of tea to chat about your health and fitness goals. It might be a coffee bag. The next week is you obviously don't like tea, so I'm going to send you a cup of coffee so that we can sit down and chat about your health and fitness goals. And here's the clue. The next tip is you don't just send one letter. If you want to build a relationship with a lifetime partner, it's not about one telephone call or one happy note or one text message. It's keeping in contact with that person, letting them know that you care about them, letting them know that you're not going anywhere, you're not going to leave them, you're not moving from the area, you're not dodgy. And 3, 4, 5 of those letters with a toothpick, a tea bag, a coffee bag, a balloon, a lollipop, all different things inside that will create people's interest and attention to keep opening up your envelope. And ideally, use a different coloured envelope. So the letter might start with, you're probably wondering why you received a green envelope in the mail. I would too. It's a really simple process of building relationships with people. If you want more information about how to do it effectively, this is what I love doing. Because for me, business is not get people to come to your business. It's about getting them to come and stay. So if you'd like a marketing plan that's going to work and you'd like to chat about it, obviously get in contact with me. I'm Rowie from the Max Fitness Business College. But most importantly, be excited about what you're doing so that people can get excited about it too. Send some happy fat mail.